साधुसंग कंटिन्यू ऑफ हरि नाम हियरिंग ऑफ हरि कथा ऑल दिन बस यस वे डिजायर फॉर डूइंग भजन कम्स दैट इज फिनिश्ड है वी विल डू भजन दैट भजन इज गुड सो thinking this, but at that time, I'm so beautiful, I'm so qualified, I'm so wise, I'm so wealthy, I'm so qualified, this is. And then hearing katha, when kirtan, dancing, when kirtan will be doing, nagar sankirtan. Dancing, I'm seeing that all are seen to be out at the time of Nishkari. But when Harikatha, like this, after that, when you will do Harikatha, or hear, so many praise will come, so many person will be attracted, so much money will come, so much praise will come, then they will sing. Otherwise, if he is chanting and doing and servicing in the shade of his Gurudev, then he will be shift and go up to Ruchi, then to Asak, then to Bhav. From Nishtha. If I had managed, I would have known that. Because it seems that it is mostly it is what?
Maya.
Maya. And it is
interfering
and makes so much disturbance in Bhagavad. So he thinks that all these things would easily be Maya and not for happiness and pain for happiness. He will understand and he will try to remove all this. But a man doing bhajan and he wants all worldly things, again marrying, again all these things, then it will be said that he is not doing any bhajan. His hearts are not clear. He is more involved and involved. He does not understand what is bhajan. He is more pity.
Pitiable.
He has not begun bhajan. If a man wants what?
Money.
If he wants praise, if he wants
intoxication,
wealth, reputation, wives, or husband, child, everything, no interest in bhajan, no hankering for Krishna, then this realize that I have no guru. And my guru karan, my taking of guru is false. Really? Understand? No? Your head is not moving. And no flatness is coming. Any person will feel fear for beauty, from beauty, from praise, more for praise, and all the reputations, intoxications, and all. This is very much danger for Hari Bhajan.
What is the
what is the best way that we can be protected from these things?
Always chanting Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And hearing Hari Katha and serving Guru Vaishnava. Nothing else.
If there is marriage to a devotee,
huh?
What if there is marriage to a devotee?
Then go to hell. Go to hell.
Even with devotee?
Devotee also. But those who are doing nothing, for them it is Golgotha you left you to be. If there is no way, then it is true. That you will do nothing, so do marriage and do for them. Those who want to really do bhajan, be away from all these things and do bhajan. Like iron. We don't let them come to for association. They should be very far away, having all these things. Because they will infect what?
Infect us?
Although we try to beat up that their things will come to us.
In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells Arjuna he should approach someone who understands Krishna, him, and that he should serve him, he should ask good questions, and he should surrender. What's the best way? How do you surrender? For instance, you are my Gurudev. How do I become fully surrendered to you?
By giving up all the desires, everything, worldly and that desire, everything giving up, totally be what? Nothing.
Empty vessel.
Empty heart. And come, what you will tell, I obey. What you will say, I will hear. What you give, I will take. Not nothing. This is all.
You say to give up and become an empty vessel, but many times during the Naveen Krishna Prabhu's lectures, he says that you shouldn't falsely renounce things. You should be renounced in your heart.
You should not be falgu vairagi.
This?
False
renunciation. This is not falsu vairagya. This is to be a vessel, empty vessel, to keep empty.
Sometimes it is observed, it is seen in devotees.
I don't. I am telling what we should hear and understand. Be empty of worldly desires and what? Upper desires. With connection of desires, with connection of Krishna and all other things. Devata and goddess and people. Ram, Narayan, Krishna, everything. Come empty to Gurudev. You try to follow what he says and what he does. Only this. I will not hear, I will not think, I will not do anything but that expert person tells. I don't do nothing. What I want new, I will. But help you. I will be to fight empty vessel. I should live bharag also. Bhog also, bhog, you know?
Bhog,
enjoyment also, bhog also, bharag also, everything. Be innocent. Like empty bharag. And then ask for everything. You should not be wise. You should not be a learned person, you should hold your anger, your reputation, worldly desire, everything come in motion, like it was. When you do dandavat, dandavat, namaskar, pranam, pra-na-mo. Nam means I am giving all things. This is Nama. I'm nothing. I'm only your Das. You don't, then you'll have to leave but your Abhiman. Abhiman means sir?
Pride.
Pride. Pride? Fast meeting. Very fast. What is that? I'm clever. Wise. I'm learned. Beautiful. I'm rich. I know everything. All these are mine. So give up all this. Try to be in motion. If you are not in motion, not empty, then anything will not come.
Thank you. They tell one, call the way, if I'm
You said preaching is of two kinds.
Ekanishtha Adhikari, knowing nothing, he tells that he is to take Harina, and he is not taking actually. He takes one round, two round, three round, four round. And he preaches that he used to always preach, always take Harina, and always do bhakti. But if anyone will question what is called bhakti, then he cannot reply. These kinds of preaching are not actually bhakti practices. But Madhyam Adhikari, when preaches, he has sambandha jnana indri, relation Krishna and something doing, and his preaching will work. Their preaching will not work. Their preaching will do something. But by this also, Krishna prema brajpal pride will not work. Brajpal can only be achieved by himself some taste, greed, and especially testing the books of Rupa Raghunath and our Acharya Goswami. And he should follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. For gopiyon ki anusar karne ke liye. Follow Buddhist steps. And if he preaches something, then his preaching is bhajan. Their preaching also, Madhyam Adhikari, what is Krishna Tattva, what is Gita, what is bhakti, his preaching, it is also bhakti. But by that preaching, it means. Because in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the dialogue of Ayaramananda, has told that prem is of two kinds, aishwarya prem and madhurya. Those who know that Krishna is himself God, and he has six attributes as well. He can do anything. We are part and parcel of Krishna. Now we have emerged in mind. After that, we can serve Bhagavan. This can give bhakti. This is also bhakti. But as per Jimai bhakti, it cannot take us to, lead us to Madhu Jimai bhakti. After this, if Rasi Krishna makes Krishna Bhakti Vishabhavita, Mati Priyatam Sutopi Jadidam. If any Rasi Krishna association comes, and he has house, and from beginning he has test to follow.
We are lesser Vaishnavas, we basically preach Vaidhi Bhakti and hint at, in general, and hint at higher things.
It is bhakti, like Swamiji Maharaj had preached, and lots of persons and devotees had come. Now, having some association, some persons, three persons have three persons. But they now develop, one to develop this. Right. Because what can we do? But that teaching should be that we should practice ourselves and then it will be. That Prajabhakti will come only by that. Without taking center of Gopi's lotus feet, he maintains. And what he preaches, what he practices. But it is also better to practice Bhakti.
Such type of
bhakti
give chance to have association of
Rasik Vaishnava. It depends on the mercy of Krishna, Rasik Vaishnava and his bhakti. But sometimes it is possible. Very bhakti, it is possible.
Sometimes in preaching in other countries around the world, we get so much pratista, puja, and so when I was in Russia, there was so much coming, and I was bewildered, I didn't know what to do. So then Govinda Maharaj called me, he was also in Russia, and he said that when it comes to him, he consciously offers it to you and Prabhupada. So I began to do that. And I was wondering, is this the proper prayer? Like when they offer us obeisances and flowers to say, my dear Guru Maharaj, my dear Prabhupada, please accept their worship and obeisances and flowers and service? Or what do you say to your Guru Maharaj when they offer to you? What should we say to offer their respect and honor to you? What is an exact prayer that we can pray to you when we get so much?
By heart telling.
By heart what?
By heart telling like this, praying like this. You see, I'm giving an example that Swami Tamal Krishna has
telephone.
Yes, and he has suggested me to come to Bombay because there is a Thakur in Maharashtra and several rich persons of America has told that we don't want to give all these things, materials and dollars and medicine, food, government of India to them, because we know that they are cheap, they will only give a very little portion of it, and all portions they will give. So they want to give all these things to Indian government. So they want that if there is any society like a school, they can give so many things, and that things, dollars and medicines and Mahaprasad will directly approach to needy person. So he has called Vidyaswami, Siddhaswami also from America, he has sent to from America, and they are trying to do something. What will add bhakti, this will add bhakti yoga.
It doesn't seem like it.
But sympathy to needy, is it wrong?
No.
Of course it is.
Also, distribution of prasadam, Maharaj, they're going to be distributing.
You'll be distributing prasadam to many people also.
Is it a teaching? No? But if I'm not doing, what will be of mine?
If you're not doing?
I should also do. Why?
Because you can give the highest thing with all your precious time.
If that involves in this for life, whole life, what will be, what they will have in this journey?
Krishna.
Only sympathy of some person, some rupees, donations, and fame and funds. Will it add bhakti, raganga bhakti? And if they are involved in that rupees and expanding it, keeping something, anyone who is involved in this, they will see surely there are also something. They will take a portion, anyhow they will have. They are found to be. Fame will come. President of India will go. And there will be so much pleased, and the bhakti will be like compass. So we should do it, which are of that grade. And they have time to do. Want to preach, they will listen, they will tell them, I will give you when you will tell Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So they will do some Hare Krishna and they will eat Mahaprasad. But not pure bhakti. Karma Mishra Bhakti. You know Karma Mishra?
It's mixed with food and desires.
Karma Mishra, Jaho. Mixing karma. Not so karma. It is better, but not best. They should do. Anyone cannot prohibit them not. I will not suggest them not. But I will love. I have no doubt.
But the point is that Maharaj, by doing this thing, from organization point of view, because they want to bring all persons. But you mean that Prema Bhakti has got no connection?
What?
Yeah.
Any question more? You should come to him with her. And if you have any question, we will give afterwards.
He said, come with me.
He said, to him. And you can listen all my cassettes. You should read Swamiji's books.
You write in the Gauramandala Parikrama book that the manifestation of Navadvip is the desire of Radharani. Can you explain that? Lord Shiva told Parvati that by the desire of Srimati Radhika, Navadvip has become manifest. Can you explain that?
इन्होंने वो आपके नवदीप परिक्रमा मंडल करी है, उसने क्या शिव जी पार्वती को बता रहे हैं कि नवदीप का जो विकास है वो राजा रानी के मर्जी से, राजा रानी की इच्छा से.
Once in गोलोक वृंदावन राधा एंड कृष्ण were sitting together and Srimati Radhika told Krishna, today I have seen a I saw a Kishore Brahmin, and was so beautiful. Sometimes weeping loudly and telling Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. Sometimes in mood of Radhika, life, still telling, oh Krishna, oh Krishna, Radhe. Telling so much suffering. Sometimes, sir, that Brahmin was, so Brahmin was you. And sometimes I felt that this Brahmin Kumar inside was myself. I could not determine what was that. Can you tell me this fact if you know? That Krishna told me that actually that Brahmin Kumar is myself. I am that Brahmin. And I have taken your friend. Then Krishna told her that all the things and beings and all the things, Radhakund, Shyamkund, Virat, Govardhan and all things, in 84 crores, 84 into 2 miles, everything I will take with me. And then she became ready and ready. So, by the prayer of Radhika, all Prajamandal and every associate with Radhika and all.
You said just now that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, sometimes he was in Radharani's mood and sometimes he was in Krishna's mood. But I heard that he was seeing himself as a maid servant of Radharani. Is that right?
What?
I heard that Mahaprabhu was thinking himself as a maid servant of Radharani. I heard that somebody told me. Somebody told me.
In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the Anjalila, he was thinking of himself as picking flowers for Radha and Krishna and being on the banks of the Jamuna when Radha and Krishna and the gopis are having Jal Keli with Krishna. So at that time he was on the banks. And sometimes
he was on the banks.
Lord Chaitanya. So wouldn't that be in
the
water?
He was seeing Radha and Krishna both.
And, yeah, in the water. This is
where,
in the Anjalila. 16th or 17th chapter of the Anjalila.
His mood was like this. His mood was like this. At that time he was like a sort of Vajrayana. Vajrayana, you know? Consciousness. That I am Chaitanya. At that time, neither of Krishna, neither of Srimati Radhika mood was there. Then, at this neutral position, he was.
Well, sometimes it says that the Sakis asked him to pick flowers, and he saw Radha and Krishna also. So at that time, he's thinking of himself as Chaitanya again?
Sakhiyam. Sakhiyam. Mahaprabhu ji said, Chaitanya. You are not. Gopis cannot speak with any person other than Krishna. Whether he may be Chaitanya or anyone. He cannot.
In his internal consciousness, he said, the gopis asked me to pick flowers.
Mean that he will be any gopi?
Well, it was the
I have to see.
Yeah, you have to show. Is that what you're talking
about? Yes. No.
Permit us. One more question.
in Golgana Nishdipika, it says that Sarup Damodara is Vishakhapati and Ramananda Rao is Lalita. But I always heard that Ramananda Rao is Vishakha and Sarup Damodara is Lalita. So why is Golgana Nishdipika phrased like that?
We have a new
why bothering for all these weather dealer of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who have not participated in
Hindi? Probably he wanted to translate it if it was, because he's a
poet. Acharya has not done so and he will do. He's a special man to do it. Books, thank you, books. No question about these books. Why we should not follow this? Why we bother to do this and not offer to follow this? Rup Goswami has not told like so, Kusindas Kaviraj Goswami has not told, Raghunath Das Goswami has not told, Kusindas Kusindas Kaviraj has not told like so, Narottam Thakur has not told like so. Especially the Bhakti Vinod Thakur are the Bhakti Pradhan so Bhakti has not told about it. Why to bother me? And they are in the question whether they are right or not. It is, I will have to spend time but do it. Everything is in order. So you can get anything more important than all these books in this? Then buy two books. Buy two. Your Prabhupada has mentioned anywhere?
Yeah, he should just find out what Prabhupada had mentioned.
Huh?
Yeah.
Prabhupada had mentioned?
I don't know.
Then why is it bothered? They want to do something same new thing. New thing they want to do. I will have to give them, and from where I will? So I will have to see, because in our Akuti to know that we do. So I will make itself that Prema, Imrita, Rasayana, so. But in our any authentic book, it may be, it not may be. In this, but we don't know. The Prabhupada has Thakur, or my Guru, your Guru, or Bhakti Vinod Thakur, I know that. I only know that Ananta, there is an Ananta Das Babaji. He lives in Radha. And he has published some annual. Prabhupada has told about him. About Ananta Das?
I don't know what he said about him, but he rejects.
I know that Ananta Das Babaji tells that Mayapuri is not Mayapur here. Prasim Navadi on the rough coast of the Ganges, she is Mayapuri. No? So you can know that how it is possible. So what can I tell you? I know that there is a Babaji name.
Anantadas.
Anantadas Babaji. And he lives in Aradhapur. I that I. Perhaps not so black, not so
black.
Huh? And his age is about 65 years. And he hears more loudly. If he is very loud, then he would hear. Otherwise, he would not. That I do. And he hears a cup here, cat here. And a shirt. And some tools inside, in his clothes, in his feet.